Will the Public Health, Senate Public Health meeting come to order, please? And will the Secretary please take the roll?
This is for Wednesday, January 11th. Chairman Howard.
Here.
Vice Chairman Smith.
Here.
Senator Gross.
Here.
Senator Cafaro. Senator Heinbaugh.
Here.
Senator Moore.
Here.
Senator Olszewski.
Here.
Senator Sands.
Here.
Senator Small.
Here.
Committee, we are going to do the executive action on two bills. On SB 31, Senator Olszewski has asked that we delay that. There's going to be a change on the fiscal note. Is there any other business or before we get going? Senator Sands, is there a motion on SB 4?
Mr. Chairman, I move do pass on Senate Bill 62.
Is it 62?
Yeah, SB 4. Isn't that
SB4?
Your bill?
Which one is that?
The one that's yours.
Oh, to delete, yes. I have the wrong set of amendments. Yes, on SB 4, and there are amendments.
All right. Would you like to move the amendments first?
Yes. This is the bill. All of us like to get rid of unnecessary government and sometimes even necessary government. A couple of sessions ago, I carried a bill that asked all interim committees to talk to their departments and to comprise lists of reports and committees that are no longer necessary. And so this bill is a result of that coming out of the Interim Committee on Children, Families, Health, and Human Services. I think I went through the laundry list a few days ago, and you'll remember it, but there is one that Senator Cafaro would like to restore, and I am amenable to that, and is that, there we go. So I will move amendment SB000401.AAS.
Is there any further discussion, Senator Cafaro?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Sands, thank you for being willing to do this. When I looked closer at what committee this is talking about, it's actually a different advisory committee than the one I had talked to you about that was made up of, this isn't the same one. This is a different advisory council. So if you could withdraw your amendment, I really apologize.
Mr. Chairman, I withdraw my amendment and urge a do pass on Senate Bill number 4 without amendments.
Is there any discussion on Senate Bill 4? Would somebody like to ask a question? Call a question. Shall we have a voice vote? All those are for it, say aye.
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 And Senator Olszewski votes aye by proxy.
Okay. And it was unanimous? Secretary, it was unanimous? Okay.
Thank you. You've all voted to downsize government and do away with some degree of government waste.
Senator Kerry, would you like to move SB 62?
Chairman Howard, I'd like to move a do pass on Senate Bill 62. This is the Senate bill that was introduced by Senator Wolken that dealt with certification for behavioral health peer support specialists that we had, I think, every one of these support specialists in the state to testify that they liked it.
Is there any amendments? Senator Sands.
Mr. Chairman, I have three relatively minor amendments that came up during the discussion. So I'll move Senate Bill Amendment SB 006201 dash or dot AAS, and this one you have in front of you. Mm-hmm. You'll see on page one, line 22, it's updating that language, mental, to be striking mental and inserting behavioral health, which is the appropriate term for that in that line.
For the record, this is Amendment 6201 AAS. Any further discussion?
Question?
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 It's unanimous.
Senator Olszewski votes aye by proxy.
Mr. Chairman? Mr. Chairman, I move Amendment SB006202.AAS. This amendment on page 2, line 3 and page 2, line 5 strikes the word or and inserts following nursing, it adds the marriage and family therapist licensed under Title 37 as another peer category that came up at the hearing.
Any further discussion?
Question.
Okay, wait till everybody gets the... Any further discussion? Question. All those in favor, say aye.
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 It's unanimous.
Senator Olszewski votes aye by proxy.
Mr. Chairman, last amendment, SB006203.AAS. This one is on page 2, line 25, following by A, here to strike behavioral and insert mental. Doesn't change anything substantially. It's just the correct way to refer to it.
Any discussion? Question? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye. Mr. Chairman, Senator Olszewski votes aye by proxy.
It's unanimous.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I move the passage of SB 62 as amended.
Any discussion? Senator.
Mr. Chairman, for the sponsor, are you the sponsor?
No.
Can I ask a question of Senator Sampson?
Yes.
How are we going to set up the standards for these people that we're talking about here?
Mr. Chairman, Senator, there's a couple of things. One is many of these are already licensed in their scope of practice to do work, so they already meet a professional standard. And for others, some of them have gone through the training programs. If you remember, I asked which ones are out there, and the peer support group already has a set of trainings that they do, and they did indicate that there is a national licensing process or training model process that people can go through. They're already doing it, so this, in fact, does professionalize it more, make it more regular, accountable, and all of those things.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? All question? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Mr. Chairman, Senator Olszewski votes aye by proxy.
It is unanimous. We will not be meeting on Friday. We will have two bills on Monday. We will be meeting at 3 o'clock on Monday. Any further business? Yes.
Mr. Chairman, and Senator Moore and I had a discussion after that first starting meeting, when we raised the question about how is the legislature addressing these issues around the impact of the crisis we're having with opioids and meth and all of those things on every aspect of our society, our governmental programs, our nonprofit sector, our families. And I'm so pleased that Senator Moore suggested that we think about a way to structure having a conversation as the legislature about that. So I want to ask him to expand a little bit on that, and then I can throw in some additional information, if that's okay with you,
Senator
Mr. Chairman.
Moore.
Thank you, Senator Sands. Mr. Chairman, the idea that Senator Sands and I were kicking around and possibly do it on a Saturday, maybe in the afternoon after we start meeting on Saturdays, our first two or three Saturday sessions will probably be short. We'll lose some people who live close by, but basically just a listening session. Bring together interested members of the legislature, obviously members of the governor's office, attorney general's office, OPI, all affected people, and just get people to come up and tell us, number one, what the increase, and several of us on this committee, or who have been on this committee for a while, know what it is, but, you know, let's hear people from Child Protective Services tell us, you know, what the increase in abuse and neglect cases has been, mainly due to methamphetamines. Attorney generals with incarceration costs, corrections with incarceration costs. We all know what we all see what the budget has. Office of the Public Defender. Just get some people in a room and kick some ideas around. Nobody, I don't think, has any one shining example silver bullet fix. But I do think, in my study of the topic over the last 2 years, that there is a lack of coordination. I think you got a lot of people throughout state government working hard to do this, but the left hand doesn't always know what the right hand's doing. I know there's a lot of database that's not being shared among state agencies as efficiently as it could be. Basically just a sort of a listening and information session. Is it something we're going to solve in the 2017 session? Certainly not, but at least get the ship steered in the right direction and maybe get some coordination and collaboration and give somebody some ideas. So that's what Senator Sands and I are kicking around doing. As soon as we get a date set and a few more details covered, we'll invite everybody.
On that fact, I talked to Senator Regeer, and we both thought that was a good idea. We both came to the conclusion that we should ask these government agencies to recommend some solutions. And, you know, one, to tell us what the problem is and tell us what their solutions would be, what they would think. Then that way we can put solutions together and try to take a look at this and, like you said, move forward. We're not going to solve it right now, but at least we could put something like that together.
Mr. Chairman, I agree. And I think if it's jointly called between how official this is, it may be a listening session that's not an official, but we probably should publicly post it. And if it can be on TV, that's great, so the public knows that we're paying attention to this issue. So all the logistics of that, I think, are interesting. But judiciary and health together really have sort of overlapping interests in this area, and there are a number of things going on. You know, we're funding of different treatment courts, for example, and I know from talking to the Attorney General's office, they're working on, I would call it sort of a mapping project of kind of everything that's going on in different areas. And I have talked to the Attorney General about this topic, and he's in to come and talk about what they're doing. I've talked a little bit to the governor's office. They're in. Talked to President Sales. He thinks it's a good idea. I think they've got a lot of logistics to figure out here, but I think it would be good for us as the legislature to put ourselves publicly in the position where we're listening to kind of from that 10,000-foot area in some way about kind of the octopus that this really is and how it affects so many different areas. And there are some bills that fit into different places in it. Clearly nobody has, there are no simple solutions to this, but it's of such enormous impact to the state and to all the services we provide. I am so pleased you suggested it, Senator Moore, because I think it's a very important thing for us to do.
I think also too, as if we would put together a synopsis of solutions from each individual department, we can then put that together and actually have something to share with the people of Montana.
Mr. Chairman, don't we all wish there were a simple list of solutions? And I'm not sure there are, but we invest enormous amounts of resources, right, whether it's trying to help families work their way through this, the school systems, dealing with kids who have these difficulties, our correction system, our treatment courts, the judicial system. I mean, it's just so pervasive in the areas that it affects. And I know if we held a hearing like that, those different divisions could come and tell us what they are already doing and if there are unmet needs. I think, Senator Moore, you referred to partially, where are the holes? What's not getting done? And, I mean, I would love it, I think, in some ways, if there was some willingness by the powers above our pay grade and like the U.S. Attorney's Office to come in as well, and tribal nations, and say, you know, we're talking to each other about these various problems and how we collaborate together. They don't all have to be on the same page. They never will be, but they all have a vested interest in this topic. So what are they all doing, and are there ways that we as the legislature can assist them? But I think it would be good for our other members, maybe who really aren't as informed as we are after having served on these committees for a while, and for the public to know that we're paying attention to this, and we don't have a simple solution, but we're listening.
Well, I think one of the advantages to having the different entities tell us what the solutions are. There's a fantastic story of how we actually got a man on the moon. The scientists were meeting late at night, several nights, trying to figure out how they would get this device down there, and it was too heavy, and how they were going to get it back off. And the janitor interrupted and said, well, why don't you split it in two? Literally. So coming up with solutions is a good thing, because it's surprising. I think that's a very, very good idea. And so let's go forward with it.
Yeah. Any other members want to weigh in on this topic? I mean, it would affect all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mr. Chair, Senator Sands and Senator Moore, thank you so much for devising this idea. Particularly as a new member, it will be very helpful for me, and I hope for the other new members as well. And thank you also for mentioning tribal nations. I was going to suggest just trying to think if there are other players that should be involved. I can't think of any now, but I will let you know.
I think, too, if we structure it where they come in and give us a short synopsis,
yes,
give us what they think we can do, I think then it becomes very productive, because we've made them pull it together, mm-hmm, before they come in.
Yes, and I mean, there are other players, such as the healthcare system, whether it's the hospital association coming in. I mean, they are deeply impacted by this. So it's not just the governmental entities, but we have significant sectors in the private sector, mm-hmm, I think particularly the medical area, but there are others as well. Nonprofits like AWARE and a number of those who deal with these clients as well that are all impacted. It'd be good to hear from as many of them as we can.
The pharmacy organization.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Is there any other thing for the good of the business? Well, we will end our committee. Thank you. Committee. Thank you. We will end our